Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Now in your final sports stories for the morning, while the English celebrate their win in the recent two-day fourth Ashes encounter, Melbourne Cricket Ground head curator Matt Page said he was in a state of shock because Cricket Australia has been left facing millions of dollars in revenue shortfall. Now, more than 90,000 fans were expected for day three and many more for days four and five. But with ticket sales having to be refunded, Cricket Australia faces another big financial hit after the series opener in Perth also ended within 2 days. Chief Executive Todd Greenberg estimated that Melbourne shortfall alone would cost the governing body more than 10 million Australian dollars. Man, Tap, that's approximately 111.3 million rands. Sure. Now, what I wanted to find out is that, so there's probably more people that have bought now tickets for the fifth and final one. So they can't just say, you know what, since you missed out on day four and five, just have access to the fifth and final one.
No.
You
can't.
Because
that's not Sydney's problem.
It's not Sydney's
That's Melbourne's problem. Yo. That's not Sydney's problem.
Oh.
People of Sydney have already bought their tickets.
It's one governing body, isn't it?
No. Yo. But what they should do, here's my compromise, Wallace.
Okay.
The very next game at the MCG.
Okay.
Complimentary tickets for anyone who had bought. Okay. So you get the option. I would give people the option and say, we'll either refund you your ticket in full, or you are welcome to come to the next game at the MCG for free. Mm. Maybe it's not a test match. Maybe it is the Melbourne Stars in the Big Bash or
the
something.
Big Bash, yeah.
But yeah, the next time that I come to the MCG, I shouldn't be paying.
Let's hope this one lasts in Sydney, hey? But still staying with cricket, well, the SA20 action continues and we are in Durban today. Match 5 sees the Durban Super Giants hosting defending champions MI Cape Town with the toss set for 3:30 this afternoon. Now, in football, a total of 4 games for your entertainment in the AFCON, while there's only 2 in the Premier League. Gabon take on Mozambique at 2:30. Equatorial Guinea face Sudan at 5 p.m. Algeria battle Burkina Faso at 7:30. And the Ivory Coast face Cameroon at 10 p.m. Sunderland go against Leeds United at 4 p.m. Meanwhile, manager Thomas Frank is confident he is the right man to take Tottenham Hotspur forward, saying his history of turning around slow starts proves he can help lift the Premier League club